This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Trump had tea with the Queen today. It was almost certainly the calmest moment so far of his European trip. NATO, and then that interview he gave right before dinner with British Prime Minister Theresa May. She, by the way, has been having a plenty rough enough time even before the president came to town. May came out with her Brexit plan last week and promptly lost three ministers from her government and two other senior officials who, along with other hard Brexiters, say that what May wants keeps the UK too close to the European Union, what is known as a soft Brexit. But then along comes the president of the United States, a vocal supporter of Britain making a clean, hard break with the European Union. But also the president is key to May's post-Brexit economic plans. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Anti-Trump protesters inflate the so-called Trump baby, a 20-foot-high balloon in the shape of a huge, orange, angry toddler. They floated it over London today to the annoyance of some Trump supporters here.
It's embarrassing for the people protesting. I mean, that balloon's ridiculous.
Drew Lickerman of Republicans Overseas says the protesters are insulting the one man who can really help Britain make a success of Brexit.
You have the UK leaving the European Union. You have these people that want to shun the US. Who do you want to work with? You want to work with China, Iran? I mean, it's just quite pathetic, I think.
Many hardline Brexit supporters agree, and they're unhappy with Theresa May's Brexit plan, which the Prime Minister unveiled last week.
This is a proposal that I believe will be good for the UK and good for the EU, and I look forward to it being received positively.
It wasn't by many Brexiteers. They say the plan would keep Britain shackled permanently to EU regulations and prevent it from striking free trade deals with countries like the US. John Longworth is with the hardline group Leave Means Leave.
It's much less likely that we will get a good trade deal or any trade deal with the United States if the current proposal that has been put forward by the Prime Minister persists.
She's bungled the negotiation, he says. Britain would be better off if Trump had been handling Brexit. He's not the only one to say that. Just listen to this covert recording of a senior figure in May's own party. It was posted on the BuzzFeed website.
How would Donald Trump have approached our Brexit negotiations?
That's Boris Johnson, May's former foreign secretary, who resigned this week over her plan. He was recorded privately lauding Trump's negotiating skills. Even veteran financial columnist Matthew Lynn, no fan of the American president, says May could learn something from Trump's hardline approach.
Look at his what he's been doing with Europe, for example, on cars.
Lynn says when Trump threatened to slap a big tariff on European autos, German Chancellor Angela Merkel then talked about the EU lowering tariffs on American cars. Lynn says since the UK is one of the biggest export markets for German vehicles, Theresa May should get tough like Trump.
She could be as threatening as Trump. So she could say, well, we're going to have a 50% tariff on German cars. Why not? Once you come out of the EU, that's possible.
Many trade experts insist that Trump's approach will not pay off. If there's a global trade war, it could cost everyone in the end. But the issue of May's leadership abilities remains. A military band serenaded the president as he arrived on Thursday night for a banquet with May at Blenheim Palace, birthplace of one of his personal heroes, Winston Churchill.
I think it's a great choice of venue because, of course, Winston Churchill was one of our great leaders and prime ministers.
Brexiteer John Longworth says Churchill's unabashed pursuit of British interests contrasts starkly with what he considers May's timidity.
Our prime minister actually went to see the Chancellor of Germany the day before she presented to her own cabinet the document that she's putting forward to the European Union, to ask for permission. You have to wonder exactly who's running the show.
Churchill would be turning in his grave.
Churchill would be spinning in his grave.
Tens of thousands of anti-Trump protesters were out in force in central London today. Opinion polls indicate that around 50% of the Brits are unhappy about the visit. You have to wonder whether that might include Prime Minister May, who was reported to be furious about Trump's call for a bolder Brexit. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.